Blog Talk Radio.
It's Daryl from Barbecue Superstars, and tonight it is Getting Sauce with Draper celebration show, and we want to just give Shane Draper a night of congratulations and thank you for everything he's done for Barbecue Superstars and the barbecue world and so many people with products and different things that are out there that Shane Draper has brought you on the show and talked about it for, you know, quite a while, and he's gave a lot of people exposure, and I tell you what, man, Shane Draper is a credit to the barbecue community, and he's a credit to himself, and, you know, I really feel honored and humbled that we were able to have him on the radio show, and, you know, there's people out there in the world that are successful. And one of the reasons are because they take everything they do very seriously, and they do a good job at whatever they do. They work hard at it, and they put a full effort and a full lifestyle into it. And that's what Shane Draper has always done with everything he's done. You know, he's got these fantastic rubs and sauces, and he's got some flavor profiles that are just unbelievably good. And, you know, Shane came out with Draper's, and it kind of hit Facebook and hit the airwaves flying, and we were all like, well, who is Shane Draper? I mean, you know, we've always heard about the Blues Hogs and the Sweet Baby Rays, and I could tell that was a good sauce. I mean, everybody was like, well, who's Shane Draper? You know, who is that? And I guess there's probably people out there who knew who he was, but I didn't know who he was. And so I'm walking along in Memphis in May one day, and there's Tucker Cooker sitting there. So I went over and, hey, man, we want to talk about these Tucker Cookers. I'd seen a Tucker Cooker in South Carolina, but I didn't really know much about it and who made it and, you know, what was good about it and what was all the different details about it. So this young man comes out with a hat on and had a little goatee and a pair of glasses, and he said, hey, I'm Shane, man. I'm here with Tucker Cooker in Memphis in May. And we went through the whole Tucker Cooker thing, and I got it on video. And actually, the mic, now I was brand new at this. I got to get all my stuff at Radio Shack. The mic was shortened out where it connects at the base of the mic into the line. And probably because I had done 500 or 600 interviews with it, and you know, I didn't realize, you know, what mics were all about back in those days, you know. And so it's got some shorting out on the mic. Oh, God. You know, that's terrible, man. And, well, we've learned about all them kind of situations now, so that don't happen very often anymore. But so I'm standing there, and I thought, and I had a little camera guy with me. I said, okay, buddy, let's go ahead and head on to the next one. He said, wait, I want to tell you about my barbecue sauce. And I'll never forget it. And here he come out with Draper's barbecue sauce. I said, Draper's. I said, oh, my God. You're Draper, man. He said, yeah, I'm Shane Draper. And I don't know. I really like Shane. You know, Shane is a hardworking, good, honest barbecue man. And he's an honest man in general. You know, when Shane Draper tells you something, you can write it down and count on it, because that's exactly what it is. It's black and white in ink when Shane Draper says it. And I've got a lot of respect for somebody like that. And And so then I don't know how we got on him doing the radio. I'm sure I bugged him and asked him. I might have put it out. I know what it was. I was on Facebook, and I put it out that I needed a Wednesday night show host. And so he was just talking about, you know, radio and doing the radio show, and I brought it up. It was my fault. I was like, hey, Shane, man, you want to do a radio show? And he said, yeah, you know, no, I don't think so. He said, I don't think I got the personality for it. And so he kind of talked about it a little bit, and then he left. And I was like, well, shoot, I just think Shane could have done a good job. And so it was like a little while longer, he came back and said, man, I think I'm going to try it. I was like, look, Shane. I was like, you know, you know so many people in the barbecue world, and you got a lot of friends. You're a good guy. I mean, really, radio was just talking about, you know, getting on the radio and talking. Talking to people, talking to friends, discussing, you know, barbecue and all the different all the different industry and he's an expert. You know, Shane knows a lot about a lot when it comes to barbecue. And folks, I'm telling you, this barbecue world is getting so big and so sophisticated that, you know, it's not an easy venture for a person to know a lot about barbecue like he knows. And I tell you, man, it's going to be a huge loss for barbecue superstars, but, you know, I understand where he's coming from, and he's got a lot going on. You know, Draper's barbecue sauce and that Moo Cow rub and Draper's AP sauce has totally taken off. You know, I mean, he's what you say, we big time in the prime time. And he just got done doing a huge television show, and I'm sure it's going to be good. I know he took on top in the world there, Yazoo Delta Q, Melissa Cookson. And, you know, you get in the ring with those guys, it just makes you better. You learn a lot, and you learn by doing in barbecue. And, you know, you need some help from your friends. That's very true. But doing a big-time competition like that is really big-time. And I tell you something, folks, Barbecue Superstars is moving ahead because of people like Shane Draper. It's not moving ahead because of Daryl Mast. It's moving ahead because of people like Shane Draper and Draper's Barbecue. And I, you know what? I hope he got something out of the show that he did. And, you know, I wish some people would call in tonight, 347-202-0263, and just talk about what you got out of Shane's show and how much you appreciate what he did for you by allowing you on the show or by just holding the show. I know there's a lot of people out of Canada that were behind him, a lot of people around the country, around the world that were following Draper's Getting Sauce. And I want to play a little song for Shane now, and I just now uploaded it, and I ran across it this week. And, you know, this song really isn't like, I don't know, it's like not like a message for Shane or anything, but it's really like a message about life. And you know, one thing I want to make a point of saying tonight is you know what, in our country we call America, you know, we are all brothers. It's a brotherhood, folks. You know, in a democracy is only as good as the people are honest. And, you know, it's only as good as the people who work together. And, you know, it's a sad day in our country, which we've had a lot of sad days, when brother hurts brother and we can't work together to make things better. And, you know, I want to reach out to Shane and his whole family and everybody out there in the country. You know what? We at first and foremost, have to acknowledge each other's importance, and we have to acknowledge how much each one of us counts. And I tell you why. Every time somebody goes out in faith when they leave their house or they're doing business, we only have what we agree we're going to give to each other. And you know what? If I don't ever give you anything, we all do that eventually, I won't have nothing, and you won't have anything too. So you know what? When you cause problems in somebody's job or you cause problems in somebody's life because you're jealous or whatever, you not only hurt them, you hurt us all. And you know, when you go out in life and you have to face up to it, it's a sort of like this song that I'm getting ready to play. And you know, I love Ray Charles. You know, Ray Charles was a good man. And I'm going to play this song for Shane. And Shane, if you're out there, I love you, bud.
Down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
He reached down and picked his gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man. And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lover in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lover in the valley of the gun. When the bells stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels took another angel home. All right, y'all, help me now.
There were seven Spanish angels
at the altar.
At the altar of the sun.
Oh, I believe
they were praying for the lover.
Yet it was
in the valley of the gun.
Well, well, well.
When the battle stopped and smoke cleared,
there was thunder.
Yeah, I tell you what, now in that situation on the song, of course, you know, it's pretty tragic and traumatic, but that's sort of the same way it is in our lives when we go through different situations, and it makes us completely change direction. And I'm getting older now, 47, and look back on my life, and you know, everything that happens to you, it's serious, because it'll make you change direction. And you know, you change direction several times, and you lose out on opportunities. And so, you know, when you're out there and you're working with your brother, make sure that you give him a fair chance, an opportunity to live his life equally as fair a chance as you got, because that's what democracy in America is all about, is fair chances for everything. And, you know, Shane, I just want you to know that you did a lot of people a lot of good. Your voice was heard a long ways. And, you know, you gave it not a great try, but a mega fantastic try. And it was good. Everything you did on the show was good. The show was good. And, shoot, man, you're going to be a big black hole on Wednesday night. We're all going to miss Shane Draper from now on. And he's always going to be a part of our network, though. And anytime that, you know, he wants to come back, or anything that he wants to do on Barbecue Superstars Network, or our network is really growing. You know, we've got BNTL now. It's a full 7-day radio network. We've got all this television we're doing now, and I don't know. Man, we're doing a lot of stuff, and it's getting big enough now that it's not like I even can keep up with everything that's going on all the time. I know that Monday and Tuesday night on Barbecue Superstars Network, we had two mega shows. Jim Berg had just about all the stars from KCBS Southeast on his show, and a lot of great information comes out of that Jim Berg Killer Bee show. And it's a great Monday keynote show. You know, the weekend's over, the competition's over, and it's the first day back, back at home, back in the sack. And Jim Berg headlines that, and he just got back from the KCBS competition in Nashville, and he had Bubba Q and all the winners and a great circle of cooks that cook around those competitions on there. And and then last night, Megastar Whiskey Ben in the Pit, he did a show, and he had a whole bunch of people on his show last night, too. And I tell you, Whiskey Bent has got the number one barbecue show in America. I mean, he does. I mean, all he has to do is get on the air, and people from the West Coast, East Coast, North and South take notice and listen. And he's got a lot of great information. And, you know, Whiskey Bent, Chad Ward's just a natural on radio. And I got a feeling he's going to be a natural on TV, too, because he was on CHOP. I think he's doing another show. He's done hit the television circuit pretty hard. And, boy, I sure would love for him to get on Food Network and be able to represent us in barbecue with a real barbecue person, somebody who's a current competitor. Whiskey Bent would make an excellent choice for the Food Network to go ahead and give him a half-hour show. Diner Dives and Drive-Ins is a good show, but it's running its course. I think people are tired of seeing the next restaurant down the road and Guy Fieri eating a sandwich. I love him to death, but, boy, Whiskey Bent on the road going to barbecue restaurants, now that would be a hell of a combination, and I would love to see that happen. And, Chad, we out there shooting the guns for you. And you know, I gotta say, this weekend I was humbled. Andrew Zimmerman from Travel Channel, that he's in his final season of going around the world and looking for the wildest foods. And I seen him in Peru one time, and he went into this market, and they had ants, roaches, all kinds of insects, and they were all fried chocolated and something else. And he was a trooper. He got in there and ate some roaches. He ate the ants. He ate all kinds of different crickets and all kinds of different stuff. And God bless him and his show. That might be the reason it's the final season, because poor guy, man. But anyway, he friended me on Twitter, and we'd love to have him aboard our Barbecue Superstars Twitter. We've got quite a few people now who pretty famous that got me on Twitter, and our LinkedIn account is going through the roof. We're finally getting the corporate relationships that we want. And I'll tell you the one thing I'm working on and I've got to get better at is sponsorship packages. You know, there's a certain way you're supposed to write them. There's a certain way they're looking for. There's a certain thing you got to do when you're a media company that it takes to get sponsored. And I'm just discovering all that stuff. And, you know, they want contracts and they want and, you know, it's like playing a game. You know, I could go in there and tell them, you know, Barbecue Superstars can guarantee you 100 million impressions a year. Especially if you put a little money in here, we'd go 300 million a year worldwide. And we could tell them that, but they want it in this certain format and a certain page. And so, you know, we got to figure out what all that is so they can look down on that page and say, oh, okay, this is in the right format, and we're going to go ahead and do it. So, yeah, we got to figure all that out, and that's part of it. And, well, it's celebration of Shane Draper's show, and we appreciate Shane so much. And if you appreciate him out there today, make sure you go by his Facebook page and let him know. You know, everybody should care about Shane. He's done so much for barbecue in general. He's a great ambassador. I mean, he not only done his radio show, he's out there trying to make things better, to try to improve barbecue. You know, that's really the challenge of everybody in barbecue, is to try to make barbecue better. And, you know, it's not an easy job. Barbecue is already pretty doggone good. And the MBN, the KCBS, the FBA, GBA, SCBA, SBN, I mean, Rocky Mountain, California, Arizona, you know, Harry Sue ain't no joke. He's doing some stuff with that barbecue that will flat blow your mind. And if you go to the West Coast, you get in any big contest, you're going to have to cook it off with Harry Sue. So you may as well get ready. And, you know, those kind of people around there are what makes barbecue what it is. And, you know, I got to say that Shane Draper, he's one of those guys, man. He's out there just equal with the rest of them, doing his part to make it what it should be. And so I'm going to play a little song for Shane for the good times, because there was a lot of good times in the last year that he was on the radio.
Let's just be glad. we had this time to spend together. There is no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head.
you know, for the good times. That's what Barbecue Superstars is all about, folks. It's about all the good times. And I'll tell you what a good time is. Good time is when you go out to a big barbecue competition on Thursday night. Now, Thursday night's party night. Everybody likes to go out to a big comp on Thursday night, party down, have a good time. And then on Friday night, everybody likes to kind of get together and do that shot for good luck. 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, all them different one-hour times. And then sometimes they'll do it on the 8s, do it on the 9s, 8 after, 9 after, 20 after. I tell you, Friday nights, all the teams get together and talk and hang around. Now, that's the good times. And I tell you, you know, there's been some magic nights up there in Franklin, North Carolina, not this year, but last year. Man, them lights was like just a little bit dim, and it was 8 o'clock hour down there in Franklin, and it was really nice. I mean, Danny Kugel had his Cajun music going, and I forget, Rug Babby was back behind Danny, and then Pig Liquor, Pick and Porkers was down there on the corner. Marcia and Roger Wise, and then the mountains was all around. And, you know, there's no better place in the world to be on Friday night than having your 10 by 10s up on a nice weather night. It had a barbecue contest anywhere in America. And you got your brisket Boston butts on, or Boston butts and pork loin, or whatever you're cooking, whatever your whole hog. Now that's a nice cook overnight. Pork shoulders, you know, if you got eight pork shoulders with the gauze around the shank and all the different layers of flavor and injection on it. There's no better place to be on a Friday night than at a barbecue comp. And then when you get your meat prepped to a certain place, then, you know, get you a little drink together and walk on over to your buddy's site and hang out for a little while and talk barbecue with them. And I've really grown to love it. And I know a lot of other people do. It, you know, barbecue, folks, is not just something to do on Friday or Friday and Saturday or whatever. It's lifestyle, man. You know, and just like we was down there at the Columbia Motor Speedway, I'm sorry, the Columbia Farmers Market, and Roger and Marsha Wise did a food exhibition in the exhibition kitchen, and they blackened some fish and blackened some tuna, and you know, a lot of these barbecue cooks can really cook. Now, you know, they might not be too good at going on the chopped and getting rattlesnake and frozen custard and some peanut butter and raisins to make a dish out of. I mean, that might not be up their tree, but you know, you give them some regular, average, decent food to cook, and I'll tell you somebody who will do it, and that's Danny Kugel. Danny Kugel can cook anything. I challenge Food Network, and I put that on Facebook this week, but, you know, on this celebration show of Shane Draper, I challenge Food Network to put Danny Kugel on that show. I will laugh, because, you know, they can pull the best culinary trained cook out of New York City and set him down there beside Danny Kugel, and Danny Kugel's probably going to school in the Cajun style. That boy don't play. And I would laugh when it happened. You know, I'd be laughing when they say, well, I know you're from New York City and you the big wheel, but you're going to have to get chopped because Danny Kugel's going to set it out. And that's about the way it goes. I mean, Bubba Q is very impressive chef also. He knows a lot of culinary information. I was really impressed with him, different discussions that I've been around with him talking. that fella, I believe he could go in just about any big-time chef restaurant where, you know, it's a executive chef back there, and he'll match plate for plate pretty good, whatever they want to cook. It'll be barbecue style, but barbecue style is pretty good style. It might be better than some of that stuff that the culinary artists are putting out. And I want to thank Roshua Ogre for supporting Shane Draper so much on this radio show. I know that he really helped out a lot. He was there a lot. And, I just want to thank him. He always put out his tweets and did a lot of stuff. And then there was Hot Sauce Daily. I know he had a lot to do with Shane's show. Did a lot of work helping him out. And I want to thank him. And the social media woman, all the people that he interviewed, and they've got – now, all Shane's radio shows are archived. You know, they'll be on there for life. Any show that you were on or you know somebody good was on, you can still go look through the list and find the shows. You can play them right now all the way up until the end of time. I'm never going to take them down. But I just want you to look around good now if you're a barbecue team and just think, you know, for a few minutes, who's taking money from you and who's trying to help you make money? And I think the answer to that question is pretty obvious. Barbecue Superstars is here to promote you, help you get sponsorship, and try to move you forward in barbecue. And that's our whole purpose and mission in life. And we are getting very deep into it now. And some big stuff is going to happen, I'm sure, in the next year or two. There's a whole lot of people getting around that are interested now. And it's not all for me. You know, if some of these things do come about and we do get some money in to start doing live television, we've got some things that are on the horizon that we want to try to do, then we'll be pulling the barbecue teams in on it. You know, we want to include you on it, and you're all part of this, and we appreciate y'all a whole lot. Now, we've got a new radio host. I want everybody to know we have somebody that next week will be picking up this radio show and moving on with it. And he's going to be coming in and doing his own show. And it's going to be a different radio host and maybe somebody that you don't know. But it's going to be really, really good. You're going to like it. And I think it's going to end up being a big time show. And we already had him, the next afternoon after Shane told me. So I'm really excited about that. And let's see, let's play some of Shane's music now. We got Shots. Let me see what this is.
If you're not drunk, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to get drunked up. Let's do it.
Ted Nugent over here.
trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
Another intro we had, you might have heard.
Bye. but it's a fact that I'm the seventh son.
DC, and you know, it's like say to Shane, hell yeah, keep kicking ass, keep going on and getting up. You're the man, you're always gonna be the man, and I'm gonna love to see what you'll be in a year because I know you're gonna keep growing and keep getting bigger. And Shane, we appreciate you on Barbecue Superstars, and you are truly a barbecue superstar, and man, thanks for everything you did. Thanks for every show you did. And, you know, Shane, thank you. Just thanks a lot. Thanks for me. And I'm sorry I've been busy doing all this other stuff so much. And, shoot, I just want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, thank you for everything you ever did. We hope you have a great, great night and a great afternoon. And Shane, always shoot the thrill.